start with a roll call. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Heath Francis.
Devin Hoffman.
Josh Sonnenfeld.
Brian Caperton.
Rick Ziegentus.
And our audience is...
Carlos Osterman.
Travis Adams, Michigan.
First item would be approval of old minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
And the motion and the second to approve the old minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Just as a mention of the follow-up to the minutes, that I assume Kendall received it also, but I did my approval for the next term. 2025 and got it on Monday, so it was late notice. We did get it, and I assume Kendall did also. It's a good follow up. Thank you.
All right. Old business. No other. And if there's said anything, we'll have questions for Travis. We may want to add into old business.
I do have an old business item, and I'd like to capture Travis, and hopefully he's going to be part of it. Forward time and time again. It is very old business. I don't know, only Travis could tell us how long project number 10 on our project list. That's our project list, a piece of it. It's not the whole thing because you can't copy the whole thing in one fell swoop on 8.5 by 11. But as of March the 10th, 10/21, so it's almost a year old. Have you been doing any updates since?
Yes, I did. I think we had some March 10th.
So that's really part of the nature of this is personally because I represent District 5, focusing on the projects that have been somewhat languishing. We've been very adept at identifying the problems and keeping them updated with our the way we do that, our method of evaluating these and keeping them periodically. And certainly we have the obligation to ourselves as a board and to the public to do that on a regular basis, at least annually, I think. All the projects, not just the ones for District 5, the two that I've got noted on here. So part of the appeal this morning is to consider putting Travis back to work again if we've got the funds to do it. I assume we're still got the funds that were left over. I don't know if he used them from last year or not, or whether they carried over or whatever.
$5,000 available.
To generally update with any items that the whole board might bring up in their districts that they feel like has changed, you know, drastically since a year ago. And the two from District 5 that I'd like to offer up, and special emphasis on the current ranking of number 10 for 5-2, that's 248 Branson Hills Parkway intersection. That continues to be a safety item. And the second item down there on the list, 248 Buchanan Road intersection, where the high school and all the schools are over there. Both of those are safety items. And out of the overall ranking, and we weigh everything, as you're well aware, many different items, economics and traffic flows and everything, traffic counts and all of that go into it that Travis does from an engineering standpoint. But in the past, they've ended up ranking 248 up in the top 10. We're doing great, I think, with our big-ticket items, big projects like the number one item, Taney County Expressway. That's a never-ending battle that every week, and Rick and Hollister is leading that effort valiantly, and we're making headway, and we're trying to get funding for it, and the duress that we've got with the administrations and the funding that's available, and the Taney County's behind it 100%, and many others. But it seems like to me, we need to continue to give attention to all these items. I mean, that's a long list. I think there's 54 total on the whole list, but particularly those that are up in the upper quarter, because what happens, we focus, rightfully so, because we've got limited resources, limited time to focus on these top hitters, but we ought to be spending some time reviewing and encouraging. And the two guys that have the most control over these are the Branson representative and the Hollister representative. Because we're more advisors, but you guys have the resources and some tools, because you've got other things, high demands. But if anything's going to happen on these items, we've got to have you guys as in the lead and taking the information back and seeing where it fits into your programs and try to address it. Because we need to be following up, I think, on all these items from time to time. And they don't necessarily go in order. Devin's been working a number of these, and I don't know how many can already come off the list, I'm sure, in this general update we're talking about doing for maybe before the next meeting. There's some items that we touched base with Devin on, and probably some of them could be updated or come off the list. Down at the bottom here, we did start a category. Those that come off the list are listed at the bottom, so that when people look at this on the website, we ought to be putting those on our website so they can see we're actually accomplishing something for those that come off the. Of course, the people out in the field, they know we're accomplishing something by their work that's performed. But
a lot of those are Clevenger Cove triggered or Happy Hollow Grand Park. They're in the Corps' hands. I've met all of their criteria a year and a half ago. And I'm simply waiting on them to sign the final permit, and we'll be done.
Great.
Round Mountain Bridge, it could be took off, it's done.
Well, probably it'd be best for Travis to get with you, you know, and make sure we cover all the bases on them. And you may want to call each representative in their area to see if, and this may be a general appeal, if there's something's come up that's not on the list, like we've always done in the past, bring it to our attention at the next meeting or whenever it's appropriate to do so.
Well, I mean, on the record, though, old cheese plant, been trying to pour the deck for 3 weeks with the roller coaster temperatures. I'm not going to pour it and have money out the door. We're scheduled to re-pour it or to pour it on Monday, the 31st. We've actually got decent temps at night. You know, the underneath part's what we worry about, and it'll be another one that we took off.
Great.
And I'm working with MoDOT and other people at Buchanan and the outer road about
the outer road
redoing
the, it's on here on the list somewhere, I forget which one,
redoing the intersection there, but getting MoDOT to cooperate, like, it's pretty difficult.
Well, we need to get encouragement on the Buchanan ones and the Branson Hills ones, because they're higher rating, but they come as they will and when resources are available. But it's great that we can, again, we don't dress them out in the same sequence, but we just need to be ever mindful of where we can help out. And the two guys in this room from representing Hollister and Branson are the ones that help us the most. That being said, the reason why an additional emphasis on 248 in particular, the Branson Hills Parkway, it's virtually starting to explode. Keith, I don't know if you would say that, also second that, but it is. It's, and last fall, it exploded greatly. But
we still get probably new proposed plans in, I don't know, once a month at least, right through there, you know. We've got another, and we haven't even seen it, it's already made it in the paper.
Yeah.
We got a golf thing out there.
Well, that's on the next list here. If you look at it.
Yeah.
I just heard through the news
since
the Christmas holiday, these items right here, and the big one's the Social Birdie.
Yeah.
Starting a 9,000 square foot entertainment complex with Downing Street Poorhouse Restaurant, pickleball courts, 18-hole putting golf course, billiards, ping pong, shuffle bar, and that's all in the proximity of Walmart over there. And you know how crowded and busy, and how irregularly those entrances and exits are. It's fierce.
I have a I have a thing that's called Project Dream Continual. And there are three things that move a dream to a project. You have to have a sources and uses document that says this is what's going to cost us to build it and this is where the money's going to come from. Then you have to have certified funds, and then you have to have an operating contract. And if you get all three of those, you have a project. Social birdie is somewhere before number one. Why that got announced was a shock to the whole economic development community that was quiet. And so don't get too excited about social birdie yet, because I'm not saying it won't happen.
Yeah.
But that baby is a long, long, long ways on the project dream.
The talking about it is initially they're saying it'll be occupied by the end of 2022. So that's this year.
Well,
that makes it almost unbelievable, but
you can have Keith announce when he finally gets through the plans, but that isn't going to happen.
Well, we're not so much worried about it coming to fruition or when, though we know it's on down, being planned down the pipe.
Yeah.
The part I'm concerned about is how it's going to affect the traffic flows up and down Branson Hill.
Sure.
Right in an area where we've got safety issues with signals and entrances and so forth. Another one, Cox Medical Center. And have you received the plans on that yet?
We've had the guys in talk about it.
That's just west of the Recplex on about 32 acres.
Yeah.
And that's going to layer on additional traffic flows. Where I live, Branson Hills Estates, they're building houses out there continually. It's not on the list. There's many, many other businesses and additions that aren't on this list on that same parkway. And I was encouraged last fall when you started laying the new asphalt on Branson Hills Parkway. I didn't realize this is what, you probably didn't realize either, but that was a good lay, overlay, because it's going to be needed with all of this. KFC started last fall, and they're already ready, completed. They're working on the inside and outside and going to open soon. Discount Tire, right across the street from KFC, right by Walmart. It's going to be a Discount Tire place. Stone Valley has continued to build out homes. They've built about 25 homes there in the last year. They're building, mass building them there, and they're going to be at least 75 homes, if not more. And then Summit Ridge Senior Patio Homes, that's HCW, and Mr. Huffman started that about a year ago, year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, and they're already built out. Everything's sold in there. 55 gated community and over 50 duplex units. And then the villas on top of the hill, the elite villas on top of the hill, they're continuing to build them out. But this is just a smattering of the list. It's the top ones. But it tells me that the safety conditions about the signal, and we've talked this many times with David Miller about that signal up at the top on the west end, hitting 248. That's where we've had two crashes there, where one young lady was killed and a gentleman went to prison over it, and another gentleman lost his life there that was inebriated, ran into the side of the mountain. But sight distance is poor both ways there, and they're supposed to be doing 45 mile an hour, but if you're there at any point in time, you'll see them coming through there at 50 mile an hour.
Plus.
And you've done a great job with getting the flash signing up there, physical signing, to get people aware. But that signal that was originally there when we talked this through with David and verified it on both ends 5 years ago when this project was first put on the list, that signal that was supposed to be there when the Branson Hills Parkway was finished was supposed to have a signal there. And they had the funds tied up in escrow, and they got short on funding for the projects on Branson Hills Parkway. And so that somebody in David's organization, the city, elected to take the funds from that and put the light in at Walmart because they didn't have, that's my understanding, that's what David relayed to us, and that's what Mr. Huffman, I also attend the Homeowners Association meetings and the SID board meetings for Branson Hills Estates, and the chairman of both of those and the teams have verified that that's what happened. But anyway, that's history. But